Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast. And I, as always, I am delighted to welcome you to the show. And today I want to share some information with you about a new feature that Twitter is offering. And it sounds really cool. I checked as of yesterday. I still don't have access to it, but hopefully we'll be getting it soon. Anyway, the Buffer blog, Ash Reed put together a great little story about this. And what it is, it's called, they are Twitter polls. So now you can actually have an official way to ask questions of your Twitter followers. And this can be a very helpful way to be able to get opinions from your audience, especially if you are maybe considering launching a new product or something like that. But anyway, I wanted to just kind of share a little bit of this information from this blog article with you. So basically, you know, obviously, first off, polls on Twitter aren't really a new concept. People have been doing this for a long time. You can either, do like a retweet or a favorite to vote way, or use hashtags to count votes, something like that. But now what Twitter is doing is they are actually giving you an option to or giving you a way to be able to do a two-option poll. So basically you ask a question and then you give people two answers so they can choose between, yes or no or black or white or, whatever it is that you're asking a question about. And so if you need to get an opinion for people. Now, here's the things. As I said, they're limited to two answer options only. They have a lifespan of only 24 hours. And tweeters are informed of how long there is left to vote, which is good. So, create that little urgency. And also how many people have voted, as well as the results in a percentage. Now, this is important. How you voted is not shared publicly. So no one else is going to be able to see which option you voted for. So that's kind of good. But once a poll is completed, then the results can be viewed publicly. So that's pretty good. So basically, for instance, they showed an example here in this article of a poll from Twitter Design. And it said, "We've got polls now. Which typeface do you prefer, Roboto or San Francisco?" And then there was a little vote button underneath that. And so once you have voted in the poll, you're going to actually see the results as they currently stand. So this next screenshot on here shows that 65% of people voted for the San Francisco typeface, as opposed to only 35% for Roboto. They said showed that there were 941 votes and there's 14 hours left in the poll. So that's kind of cool. About that. So the way to create a poll, and like I said, I did not see this option yesterday. I'm going to have to try it again today. But basically, if you're in the desktop version of Twitter, for instance, where up at the top where you see the status bar, where you can actually type in where you would type in a status update. Down at the bottom right now, there's like an option to add like an image or a video, and then there's a location button. Well, then to the right of that is going to be a little poll icon as well. And you can also do a poll on mobile as well. So that's kind of cool because, let's face it, a lot of people are using social media on their smartphones. So I'm glad that they've made this available for smartphones. So once you select that poll option, all you have to do is add your answer options in there, and then you type in the question in the text box, just like you normally do a tweet. And then once you get that in, then you hit the tweet button, and it goes out to all of your followers. Now, what's also cool about this is that when someone retweets a poll, it's then going to appear in their timeline, and it'll be seen by their followers, just like any other retweet. And then people can also vote in polls directly from a retweet. So that's pretty cool. Now, if you want some extra attention, to this poll, you can also pin it to the top of your timeline. So this is a good way to get some extra votes in and also display the results of your poll. Now, just also so you know, a little information about mobile. So just like with images and video, polls actually won't appear directly in the Twitter timeline on a smartphone. You will have to click on the tweet in order to open it up and view to cast your vote. So what does this mean? Well, this means your copy better be engaging enough to click on or tap on, because otherwise your followers aren't going to see the poll. So make sure that you do that. So now, you know, right now, even the Twitter folks say that engagement is pretty high with these polls. But of course, you know, part of that is it's new, you know, everybody likes to jump in on something new, but it's going to be, you know, interesting to see, that it should be a way to be able to get more conversations. So, conversations going. So Buffer put together a list of 9 ways that you can use polls. So let me go through these right now. So the first one obviously is letting your followers vote on your content. So this is going to be great when you know, and this is not one example that they'd use, but I just thought of this, is let's say you're trying to come up with a headline for a new blog article, or ooh, even better, what about a headline for a webinar that you're going to have? You want a title for the webinar? You could put, maybe test it that way and put a poll in and say, hey, which title would make you want to attend, or would entice you to attend this webinar? And put 2 examples down there. I'm going to do this. Actually, as soon as I get this poll option, I love this idea I just had. they have an example. That's one example I would do, but like I said, it were a blog article as well. Another thing you could do is you could ask for predictions. So, whether it's, you know, who's going to win the next NFL game, or the latest person, you know, who's going to come out on the latest TV talent show, you know, like The Voice here in the U.S. is a big one. Used to be American Idol, but that one's kind of gone by the wayside now. But anyway, polls give you a new fun and engaging way to ask for predictions from your audience. So if that makes sense for your business, you know, give it a try. And of course, you can always also do it just to have some fun with your followers and use it as a great way to boost engagement. So they have an example here from Norm Kelly. His Twitter ID is @Norm. And it says, I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing or mean multiple things. He's playing off of Drake's lyrics in this song. Okay, I don't know much about Drake, so this one would not make a big impression on me. I'm obviously not a good audience for him. And amazingly enough, Norm Kelly is actually the City of Toronto councilor. So go figure. Anyway, but you know, you could do, maybe talk about, hey, what's your favorite place to go on vacation? The mountains or the beach? You know, that could be a cool one to do. Another way you can use this is to request product feedback. Aha. And so, yes, this is a good way to be able to think about how, you can try to get some information about how your products are performing. So for instance, Buffer did one where they said, we're curious, do you use the Buffer Power Scheduler features? And their answers were, their choices, I should say, were yes all the time or not very often. So, so that could be one that you can do as well. Another way to use a poll is for reacting to real-time events. And so now, of course, they have it. I could just think of my husband actually doing this, because he gets very involved in watching Notre Dame football. So, and just seeing the picture here, what they're doing is, did that ref make the right call? Yep, he got it right. Or no, he was way off. So again, this is like perfect for sports. So, you know, this is a good way to be able to do that type of thing. Another thing you could try using a poll for is to gather opinions for news stories. So again, if you're writing a news piece or even something from your blog, you could create a Twitter poll to include within your piece. Ooh, I love this idea. This is great. Here's an example from Buffer. We're writing a piece on Twitter polls. Will you use this feature? Yeah, I think so. Probably not a great deal, or the choices. So this is a great idea. I definitely see some huge potential to help, be able to help you in your content creation, Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Not curation, but actually creation. Content curation is a whole different article, which we'll probably talk about in a future podcast. Anyway, number seven of their tips to do is to some lean market research. So again, it gives you a way to be able to grab opinions from a snapshot of your audience. So they talk about, you know, create a simple poll as a first step to validating your thoughts. And again, it's going to give you results in 24 hours or less. So, you know, do a quick research, market research poll, like how many times per day do you tweet, or, you know, which do you prefer best? I don't know, Facebook or Twitter, something like that. Okay. Another one is feedback on what you post. Again, so you can use the polls to give your followers the opportunity to help shape your content strategy and provide feedback on what they'd like to see more or less of in one simple click. Ah, now see, that's a great idea too. So for instance, they show an example from Twitter support asking what content their followers would like to see. So they asked, the question was, what kind of tweets do you like most from support? Your feedback is appreciated. Tips and tricks or news about features? So, see, that gives you an idea. And finally, which we kind of talked about a little bit, but you can also embed the polls in a blog post. So embedding your tweets is a great way to increase reach and drive more attention to your Twitter profile. So embedding tweets containing polls in your blog can even add an interactive element too, because this could be a great way to engage your readers and get them re-engaging with your content or Twitter account to discover the results. And then, of course, once the poll within your embedded tweet is over, the tweet is going to show the results. So it's still going to provide added value to your overall blog post. You know what? I'm going to see if I have the poll option available on Twitter, because I would love to somehow incorporate this poll in today's podcast. So I hope I can do that before I get, before I have a chance to publish this podcast today. But there you have it. I could speak. There we go. Get the mouth of growing, Gloria. All right. So there are 9 ways that you can use Twitter polls. How are you going to use them? I would love for you to send me some feedback. Send me a tweet on Twitter. You can use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed so that I know that you listen to this broadcast. And just you can send it to, you know, send it to me. My Twitter handle is @GloriaRand. So I would love to hear from you. And as always, I invite you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio. I would love to have you be a member of our community. And also, if you'd be so kind as to leave me a review, that would be great as well, because I'd love to know how I'm doing. You know, it's important. I want to know if I'm doing a good job, and if you have any ideas, and even if I'm not doing a good job, you know, it's okay. Let me know that too, because it's good to know. I need some constructive feedback, so I would love to hear from you. So that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand. As always, wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.